Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Greene County Sheriff, Jack Williams, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for being on.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Well, first of all, let's talk about Shop of the Cop. It's this time of year when this thing takes place. So can you tell us, first of all, Sheriff Williams, when Shop of the Cop will be and what activities are included in this year's program?
Shop of the Cop is going to be December 14th. We're going to meet at Clover Hall. We're going to take the kids out, spend $150 per kid, along with providing them pizza and pop afterwards. We're going to give $250 to an agency or group in Greene County that will come out and help wrap, so that we're also giving money back to the community.
Is that kind of a new thing that was just started up this year? Because I don't remember in previous times with Shop with the Cop there being that aspect that you give some additional funds to another agency to kind of, as in your terms, give back to the community.
It was new this year. Last year we didn't shop within Jefferson or Greene County. We took the kids to Walmart, where they have everything that any kid could want, as far as clothing to toys to jewelry to games, bicycles, they've got it all. Walmart again has given us a substantial donation again this year, and giving a discount on top of that for all the stuff. So we will be going back to Walmart. So in order to put back into our community, we decided to do the $250 to an organization that would come out and help wrap.
And then about how many kids are signed up for this year's program?
We have 10 kids this year. That was the exact number we got recommended to us, was 10. We were going to do up to 15, but 10 was all we got.
And then about how much money is raised for this year's program?
This year, including Walmart's grant, right around $2,500.
And that's quite a substantial amount of money, and being able to give kids the $150 per kid is quite the nice that number for kids to be able to spend. Within that, then, I know you mentioned Boone Walmart being a contributing donor this year. Was there any other new donors or donations that you received this year?
We received quite a few donations from just general citizens who care about the program, want to help keep it going. And I believe another business out of Scranton area, we got a donation for Shop with a Cop too. So the first year was tough to raise the money. We had one donor who donated all the money. And ever since that, we've just, the donations have come in to where if we actually had a year where we had no donations, we would still have enough to provide $150 to 10 kids.
So then what do you have to say about the continued support that you get from this program? I mean, you hinted at it there, but what other comments would you like to make about that?
It's just great. It helps us break barriers with kids and just hanging out with the kids and seeing what they like and what they do. It's great for us because when they see us on the street the next time, it's not as hard for them to come and talk to us, and then the word spreads to the other kids, and it's helped out greatly with the communication between us and the young kids.
Now, are there new kids all the time, or are there some kids that come back to Shop with a Cop more than on just that one year?
We have had other kids from the same family in the past. This year is all new kids, which will be our first year, so for having completely all new kids, not from the same family.
And then why did you start Shop with a Cop in the first place? Because it's still a fairly new program, right?
It's been around for a while, but we started to see Perry, Dallas County, a lot of the larger agencies were doing it. And so we wanted to start it here just to help with breaking the barrier between kids and law enforcement with the negative press that you've seen a few years ago. That it definitely hurt. And this was a way to help rebuild that relationship.
So then what is your favorite part about being involved with Shop the Cop? I know you're president of the Greene County Peace Officers Association, which kind of helps runs this program, but what's your particularly favorite part?
Just talking with the kids. You get to hear a lot of their stories about fun stuff that they've done. And then it's also fun to watch the other guys that might get a kid that's a little out of control, try and contain the chaos. So it's entertaining.
And can you just explain for somebody who is not familiar with how Shop with the Cop works, how that whole process goes from how you select the kids to the amount that you determine and what the kids get to use that money on?
First, we start off with just figuring out the number of kids, and that usually goes by how many people do we have to help that day as far as officers, since it is Shop with a Cop. We have used firemen in the past. Once we decide how many people we actually have available on that given day that we pick, then we decide the number of kids, and then we solicit the schools to give us the names of the kids that they believe would be the most benefited from the program. We get the list from the schools. Then we have a meeting and pick 10 kids out of the list, and we try and divide it up so that we have somebody from each community throughout the county.
Okay. And then what do they get to use that money on? Is it all for just that kid, or does it have to go to specific other people? How does that work?
They have to buy something for mom, dad, any siblings. Normally, they'll buy gloves, stocking caps, jackets, something of that sort, tennis shoes for other siblings. And then the rest of their money, they have to buy some kind of a clothing item. And then the rest can be spent on toys that they like.
And then if somebody wanted to make a donation with Shop with the Cop, because this program is primarily ran on donations, how do they do that?
They can just stop here at the Greene County Law Enforcement Center, and just a donation to the Greene County Peace Officers Association. And in the memo, just put Shop with the Cop so that we know where it goes.